I met Smokey 30-some-odd years ago when his film came out. And I got to tell you, he's probably one of the pioneers in this industry. But that's Bottomlands down there, folks.
Oh, it sure is.
This is where the Falk creature got its name. That's Falk, Arkansas.
Tell us a little bit, Tom, of your thoughts and your belief on this particular find.
Well, especially coming, it's a very credible find. I don't know where the skeletal remains is today, but I believe if somebody like Lorne got a hold of this, you could really bring it to the front and really find out what it really is, to be honest with you. Where is that thing now, Smokey?
Well, I had it in my possession, but, you know, people run you out of house and home, and it's been moved around a lot to try to find, you know, peace for ourselves and still do research. And
is it still intact?
Yeah, all the bones still there, Smokey?
Yeah, I let them do some DNA on it. They took it out of state one time, done some DNA on it, and when they brought it back, the shoulders had been disconnected from the carcass, but it was all intact. You could get it by the foot or the hand and drag it all over the place, and it wouldn't come apart.
What? You know what I find interesting about it, because I've seen tapes of the films of it, and I've talked to other people that have examined it, and I know that Smokey really is hopeful that this is a primate, but what's intriguing to me is from everything I've seen and examined about it, and it doesn't have a head, by the way, so that's a critical part, that the cranium, the skull's not there. I think that it's probably a large lion, which makes it almost as mysterious as if you'd found the body of a Bigfoot, because there aren't supposed to be, you know, wild roaming lions in that area, and yet there are these cryptid reports of mystery lions, of black panthers in that whole area. So I think that Smokey, without even knowing it, has an example of another cryptozoological species, and, you know, is really connecting it a lot with the folk creature, but I think he's got something else that may be just as remarkable.
Maybe. Now, Smokey, when you say they took the DNA, who are we talking about here? Who took it?
Well, I'm told in the books, the chapter of my book, Too Close to the Marrow.
Yeah.
Everything that I feel free to tell at the time, and I'd like to say something, Mr. Coleman.
Sure. Go ahead, Smokey.
Ron, it's good to hear your voice again.
Yeah, it's nice. We had some good times in Ohio.
I've been on speaking programs with Mr. Coleman several times before, and always enjoy
Smokey,
him.
It's just Lauren.
Okay, you'll have to forgive me on some of the names.
Yeah.
But
he knows the
voice. Say one thing.
Go ahead, Smokey.
You said that I was in hopes that it was a skeleton of Bigfoot.
No, I didn't say that. I don't claim it's a hoax. I just think it's a remarkable discovery of a large cat there in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Might be.
Well, the worst thing could ever happen to me would it be the actual skeleton of a Bigfoot, because then there ain't no doubt about it, I'd have to leave the country and move again.
Why, Smokey? Why would you have to leave?
People take you apart. You know, they take the limbs off your trees. They take the buttons off your clothes. They bring a house full of kids and want to move in with you.
They swarm on you down there.
Let you feed them while they hunt for the creature. They run you out of your house and home.
Sounds like he's had some bad experiences down there, Tom.
I've had some on to me.
Yeah, I can understand.
George, it's not just Smokey down there in that region. It happened here in California with us over 30 years ago. We thought we had a tent camp on the ranch, and we had 40 acres when we did our release. There was everybody and his brother came up there, and they're all your friends, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And next thing you know, you leave the house, because we always had the cabin. We had the doors always unlocked to go into town to get provisions. We'd come back, and we were ransacked.
Oh, my.
And it's just like what Smokey's talking about, and it happens. It really does.
And not ransacked by a Bigfoot either.
No, yeah. Bigfoot researchers.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. I'm really curious, though, Lauren. You know, you stated that about that large cat. Smokey, wouldn't you think you could differentiate between a skeletal remains of a partial human and a cat?
Yeah, I'm a human being, and I'm a long ways from being a fool. And a lot of people can stand off in another state and say, oh, it's this and that and everything, but you get pulled up to the altar, you know, well, you do your own praying.
I hear you.
And I'd like to take a stand on the fact that this thing could have done at least 97%. Of every single thing that's been done down here in this part of the country, been seen, it was the right height, its feet the right length, the hair on it was the right color, and the weight factor of it, every single thing that's been saw and left tracks that we could really get into and study, this thing could have done without any doubt, 97% of what's been done down here in this part of the country.